Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Data Types and Structures. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Analysis Techniques in the Data Analytics for Aspiring Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the differences between qualitative and quantitative data, the common data structures used in analysis, and the importance of selecting the appropriate data types for your projects. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between various data types, understand their significance in analysis, and make informed decisions about data structures in your work. Main content overview of data types. Qualitative versus quantitative data can generally be categorized into two main types, qualitative and quantitative. Understanding these categories is crucial for effective data analysis. Qualitative data refers to non-numerical information that describes characteristics or qualities. It can be further divided into nominal and ordinal data. Nominal data represents categories without any inherent order, such as colors, red, blue, green, or types of fruits, apple, banana, orange. Ordinal data, on the other hand, has a defined order but no consistent difference between the values, such as customer satisfaction ratings, satisfied, neutral, dissatisfied. Quantitative data, in contrast, deals with numerical values that can be measured and quantified. This type is divided into discrete and continuous data. Discrete data consists of distinct values, such as the number of customers or the count of products sold. Continuous data can take any value within a range, such as temperature or time. Recognizing the type of data you are working with is critical as it informs the analysis methods you will use. Common data structures. Data structures are essential for organizing and storing data efficiently. The two most common structures used in data analysis are tables and arrays. Tables are one of the simplest and most widely used data structures. They organize data into rows and columns, making it easy to read and interpret. For instance, a table might contain customer information with columns for names, ages, and purchase history. Using tables allows analysts to sort and filter data quickly, revealing patterns and insights. Arrays are another important data structure, especially in programming and data manipulation. An array is a collection of elements, all of the same type, stored in contiguous memory locations. For example, an array could hold the ages of a group of customers. The advantage of arrays is their ability to perform operations on large datasets efficiently, as they allow for quick access to individual elements based on their index. When choosing a data structure, consider factors like the type of data, the required operations, and the performance implications. Selecting the right structure not only enhances data processing efficiency but also simplifies the analysis process. Importance of selecting appropriate data types. Choosing the appropriate data type is a fundamental aspect of data analysis. The significance of this choice can impact various stages of your analysis, from data collection to interpretation. Using the correct data type ensures that your analysis methods are appropriate. For instance, if you mistakenly treat categorical data as numerical data, the analysis could yield misleading results. For example, analyzing customer satisfaction ratings as a mathematical average could obscure the underlying sentiment. Instead, you may want to use mode or frequency to understand the most common responses. Moreover, appropriate data types facilitate better data visualization. When creating graphs or charts, using the correct data type ensures that the visual representation accurately reflects the data's nature. For example, a pie chart would be more suitable for displaying the proportion of customer categories than a bar chart, which is better for comparing values across different groups. In summary, understanding data types and selecting them thoughtfully is essential for conducting effective data analysis. This knowledge helps you derive meaningful insights and make data-driven decisions. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the essential aspects of data types and structures. You learned about the differences between qualitative and quantitative data, familiarized yourself with common data structures like tables and arrays, and explored the importance of selecting appropriate data types for analysis. By understanding these concepts, you are now better equipped to approach data analysis with confidence and precision. As you continue your journey in data analytics, remember that the choices you make about data types and structures can significantly influence your analysis outcomes. Reflection questions: how would you differentiate between qualitative and quantitative data in your current or future projects? What data structure would you choose for organizing customer feedback data, and why? Reflect on a time when using the incorrect data type may have led to misleading results. What did you learn from that experience?